Hi everyone, and welcome to the deals of the month in March, since it's already March.
Yay.
And first off, we wanted to thank you for your positive feedback and your positive response to our last few videos of February. They were really kind, and we're always trying to incorporate your feedback and your wishes for the following videos. And yeah, so keep the comments going. We're really grateful for everything.
Yeah, definitely very grateful. And as always, we just want to mention that these guitars that we have in the deals of the month are not any less of quality. They just have not found their player yet or their soulmate. So we're hoping to, you know, give them another highlight and show you what's so special about them.
And maybe this time around you find your perfect match. So enjoy the following video. So today's guitar is by Bertrand Liger. It's from 2018, number 67. Bertrand Liger is a French luthier following the traditions of Dominique Field and Daniel Friedrich. And if you know anything about these two, you know that Liger is actually following meticulous craftsmanship. And I think this guitar shows. To give some hard facts, it's a spruce top with Indian rosewood back and sides, a traditional build. And the rosette is actually very beautiful. I think it reminds me a little bit of Boucher with the mosaic style rosette.
Yeah. Isn't it also inspired on Boucher's aesthetics, this guitar? Because
yeah.
It does. Similar. Also very interesting are these, I don't know what they're called, but the way that the strings are going through
the bridge.
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually very special. We rarely see that in our shop. It looks very beautifully crafted, and I think that finish still looks brand new. It is a new guitar, but the finish is very perfect on this one.
Yeah.
Amazing. And actually, I'm keeping one little special thing about the guitar to myself for now, because I'm curious if you can tell by yourself or if you feel anything.
Okay.
Let me know if you feel anything.
Okay, then I will try to feel while playing this time. Wow,
so
that projection is insane. Like I can almost feel the notes, especially in the lower frequency.
You can tell from the resonance.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what's the thing that you are holding back.
I'm telling you. That projection probably comes from the double sides.
Ah,
this guitar is double-sided. And
that's why
it's
also
a little bit
heavier, but not uncomfortably heavy, just a little heavier than I'm used to.
Yes. That is, I think, for sure, from the double sides.
Yeah.
And the double sides are built in for enhanced projection and resonance.
Yeah.
And I think, well, that worked.
Yeah, can definitely notice that. Yeah.
Overall, I thought it was very well balanced.
Yeah.
It has that French elegant tone to it, definitely.
Yeah, especially, in the trebles, it's like this elegance, the vibe. It actually reminds me of the Daniel Friedrich guitar that we also have here. Very, very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's quite a compliment to compare it to a Daniel Friedrich guitar.
Yeah, well, I think it is a really nice guitar.
It definitely brings a lot of quality. Can you maybe give us another little sound example?
Definitely, I'm happy to. I really like this. The trebles are very expressive, can play around with the sound, but they still sound elegant. Even when I'm playing a bit more harsh, then they still sound like, you know, like this French tonal character.
Yes, I think that comes with the clarity. It's very pure to tone, and that carries all the way through it. So when playing in the higher ranges, did you realize something?
Well, actually, I at first with the other song, I felt like the projection was coming mainly from the lower range. But now what I played, it's of course the melody is in the higher range. And I even there, I felt like the sound was really going out.
Yes.
You know? So that was very characteristic to me for this guitar.
Goes very well with what I thought. I thought that would actually be a good guitar for a concert performance because
definitely.
It projects so well.
Yeah, yeah.
Through
yeah.
all of over all ranges and treble spaces, higher range, it has a very well balanced projection all throughout.
Yeah.
So what about the neck?
Yeah, it's 52 millimeters,
yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. For me, it's very comfortable still, and it has a bit more volume on the back. It goes more in the D shape direction, and yeah, I really liked it. It was comfortable to play.
But that 1 millimeter really shows, right? Like 51 millimeter is the one we're usually confronted with.
Yeah.
Or we're usually playing. It's the
mm-hmm.
pretty much the standard.
Actually, I did not notice that much difference, but it might also be because there's a little more volume to the back. I feel like if the neck is more flat and it's wider, even if it's just 1 millimeter, then I notice it. But for now, these measurements are like still really good for my hands.
Really comfortable to
yeah
play.
So a bit more volume when there's a bit more wider neck, wider nut width.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're seeking for a guitar for concert performances or that just gives a very nice resonance, or if you're enjoying, like me, a guitar that gives mm-hmm. resonance to the body, I like that experience when
mm-hmm.
playing, this might be the one for you. Bertrand Ligier 2018 guitar. Hit up our website, sickasguitars.com, for more information, or call our sales team. And you might as well get a nice chat out of it.
Very nice. I want that.
So as always,
if you enjoyed this video, make sure to leave a like, subscribe, and we'll see you the next one.
Bye.